Good day. I am Mary Jean Banter with the College Readiness and Talent Development team for the Georgia Department of Education. And I am so happy to have with us today some of our educators from Daugherty County to share with us about talent development. This year we've had an initiative from our Gifted Task Force with a working group on talent development. And one of the members of our working group is Trina Robinson from Daugherty County. And she is the gifted supervisor there in the county. And she has with her two of her teachers from her Life Lab Center who will be sharing about talent development. We have with us Tammy Gregors and Allison Orm. So welcome, ladies. We're glad to have you today.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Okay, so let's start off with just a few questions. Ready?
We are.
What are the goals of the talent development program in your district? And what does that look like in each of your schools? Trina, would you mind sharing about that, please?
Sure, I will. We noticed that there were several schools in our district that did not have any gifted students, and these schools mainly serve kids from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. We know that where you come from does not mean that you aren't capable of achieving at high levels. Therefore, one of our goals is to reach those students that are being overlooked, who are indeed capable of performing at these higher levels and doing higher level activities. As Dr. Frazier, Mary Frazier has said, low income does not equal low performance. Another one of our goals, Mary Jean, is for that we want to teach those students in these schools how to think critically and creatively. The activities that the teachers do are not only higher level, but many of them allow the students to express themselves in creative ways. In many of our schools that we serve, they don't have any gifted and endorsed teachers. So hopefully when we finish our talent development program, that some of these students will qualify for gifted because the talent development teacher can refer them, you know, based on the activities and based on the way they're performing in school. And I also wanted to add, earlier you said that we were from the Life Lab Center. Life Lab is where we serve our gifted students one day a week, our resource center, and it means learning in a flexible environment. So we bring the students up and we do all types of higher level and flexible activities with them.
Thank you, and thanks for giving us what the name stands for. I love that you use creative and critical thinking skills because those are so important. Those are lifelong skills that we all need. That's great. Now, what benefits to talent development have you noted in your district as a whole and in the individual schools, Tammy?
Well, there are several benefits we've noticed through the implementation of our talent development program. Regarding our district, we have seen an increase in the number of students from underrepresented schools qualifying for our gifted program. And when it comes to our individual schools, we've received teacher feedback stating they have observed our students applying the higher level thinking skills taught in the talent development lessons to their regular academic work. And some of our teachers have even requested some activities we use in our program, such as logic puzzles, and they have said they have never seen this type of thinking skill before.
And if I could just add to what Tammy said, sometimes when we come back like the next week or when the next time we see the students, they're even so excited to share that they've related the concept or the skill that we taught at talent development to something they did in their regular school day. Right. And sometimes it's the teacher that shares it or even the student will run up and want to share like how well they did with something that they transferred over to their regular classroom.
I was just going to say also that, like I said, the principals, if we can't go back that next year due to not having the staff, the principal's like, when are you coming back to my school? They really want us to be over there serving their kids.
That's wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. And it's exciting to me when you know that your program is working and you can tell that the children and the teachers see the difference that it's making. That's great. Now, how do you determine who to serve in your talent development program, Allison?
Each year, our leadership sits down with the data and identifies which schools in our district are underrepresented in our gifted program. And while these schools are identifying students for testing, they just aren't having as much success with the students getting all the way through to the qualifying stages. So the principals of these schools are then contacted, and Ms. Robinson gauges their desire to have the talent development program implemented in their school that year. In our district, we concentrate on talent development with first grade students, and we do all the students in that school's first grade. So if they, however many classrooms they have, we teach all the those first grade classrooms in that school. However, we have had in some years additional time and or teachers, and so we've been able to expand to other grades beyond just first grade.
That's wonderful. Now, how often do you serve the students in your talent development program, Tammy?
We serve our students in the program once a week, and we are fortunate here at Life Lab to have Fridays available in which to do that. And the children, when we go into the classrooms with this program, they're so excited to see us when we visit. And if we miss a week, for example, during our early dismissal days, the following week when we're there, the kids are really wanting to know where we were.
You need an excuse from the principal, right? If you don't show up.
That's right. Where's our excuse? Yes, they are really expecting us to be there every week.
And Mary Jean, when the teachers go out, they normally spend about 45 to 50 minutes in the classroom.
That's great. So that really takes their whole day by the time they meet all the different classes.
Yeah.
Right.
Super. Now, how did you develop buy-in for your talent development program in your district and your local schools, Trina?
Okay, I am fortunate enough that when I first became the gifted supervisor for Daugherty County, that the talent development program was already set up and in progress. So from time to time, the principals of the schools, they will change. So what I would do is at the beginning of the year, I would go out and meet with those principals, explain what talent development is and why we're trying to come into their schools, and just kind of tell them the purpose of it and everything that it entails. And if the school, if it's a school that we have not served before, then I meet with those classroom teachers and kind of just go over everything. I found that the principals really want us to come out. They want their students to be exposed to these higher level activities that will promote this higher level thinking. And we normally start in first grade because we do know that the earlier that you can identify these students, the better off it is.
Now, I also heard something, Trina, about not only do you have the background of being the supervisor, but the ladies, when we were working on a webinar the other day, told me that you were actually a teacher at the Life Lab before that, and you actually went out and did talent development yourself. So you have that hands-on experience as well. Is that true?
It is. I did go out and serve, and I enjoyed going out on Fridays, getting to interact with the students. And it's really good to see when the light bulb turns on for some of those students. And also, even though some of the activities that we do may be a little challenging, they don't want to give up. They want to keep pursuing, and we like that.
That's right.
That's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Tammy. We have seen where all the students are totally engaged. You know, like Mrs. Robinson said, even though it's challenging for them, they don't want to give up. You know, they keep working that, and they get very excited when they figure something out, just like all students, you know,
right, enjoy
the learning process.
That's great. And I knew you were, they were telling me the truth, but it's nice to hear it from you too, Trina, that you really were a talent development teacher yourself. And I think that gives you that the validation there that the principals go, well, she knows it. She taught it herself. Now she's the supervisor. So that's great.
Right.
So thank you for that little extra there, extra tidbit. Now, what resources do you use to support talent development, Allison?
Our primary program that we use is the PETS program, but we also supplement it as needed with other resources. These include like Perplexers, logic puzzles, children's literature that might relate to the lesson that week, Dr. Do riddles, or activities related to creativity that will increase the student's fluency or flexibility, elaboration, originality, all of those things. And these activities we try and teach, we want to help promote the students' well-being. As the students are filled with excitement to be there, they're learning new things, they're experiencing a different type of thinking for some of them, and so they're encouraged to complete these problem-solving activities. They work together with groups sometimes on certain weeks, and we just try and make sure that they're just experiencing those critical and creative thinking in new and different ways.
Thank you, because if I remember you sharing a little earlier on another activity we're working on, you do a lot of divergent, convergent, and visual spatial thinking skills with the students.
Yeah, we try and focus on, we'll spend a couple weeks on each type of thinking so that throughout the whole year, we've spent enough time on all the different types.
That's great. Well, ladies, thank you for sharing with us how you do talent development in Daugherty County. As we have learned with our work this year at the working group of which Trina is a member of, there's no one right way that you can do talent development. You do talent development the way that it works best in your district and in the schools, and you don't do it necessarily the same way in each school within the district. You try to meet the needs of the students. And so we're going to have a few more of these coming up, so we hope that you will click on those when they're posted on our webpage, because we can have talent development different ways by different districts. So stay tuned, there'll be more to come. But thank you, ladies from Daugherty County, Trina, Tammy, and Allison, for being with us today and telling us some of the tidbits that you've learned with how it goes in Daugherty County. Thanks again, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you.